Bassist Eric Redash is a co-founder of the Madison Jam Band supergroup Baghdad Scuba Review. The band made a name for itself in the 2000s, forming with members of great bands at the time like Grooveless Glove, Runga Kutta, the Northern Pines, the Green Situation, and of course John Schneider on guitar and vocals. Normally on hiatus, the band comes out of the closet every so often to reunite, and Friday, December 13th at the Atwood on Atwood Avenue on Madison's East Side is the next reunion show. And here to tell us about the show is Eric Redash. Eric, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, Eric.
Hey.
Dude, thank you for listening and properly chastising.
Glad to be here. Yeah,
destroying your last name.
For any we like to say weed hash, but yeah, that's a good way to remember it.
I'll never forget it now.
Is it common then that people get it wrong?
Oh, all the time. They got it once right in Germany. That was it. It's a German name. It's like, how did you get that right? Oh yeah, this is Germany.
So around the United States, just forget it. Well, tell us about the early days of Baghdad Scuba Review. What was it like to start a band with such well-respected musicians at the time? You were just telling me your first album was out in 2007, but you were around before that.
Yeah, we were all in kind of established bands, but it was a time when all of us, I guess it was a perfect storm of either not playing enough with our existing bands, or the Grooveless Glove kind of hit maybe reaching its later years. There was band turmoil going on. And all kinds of fun always stuff like that. Oh, yes. Fighting and all kinds of good stuff. But well, we all reunited. But yeah, back then there was some turbulent times. And this guy, John Schneider, had come to town and he was doing an open jam. And some of us went down there and we all hit it off. And
that was at the pizza place, right?
Yeah.
What was the
Uno's
name?
Uno's on State
Pizza.
Street.
Uno's on State Street.
How many 20 years ago was that or more?
Oh, probably 30 now.
Yeah, maybe even.
We're old, bro.
Lost a decade just like that. Yeah. Normally, when bands discontinue, there are personal issues, like you just said. Yeah, and other people might not even be friends afterwards, but Baghdad Scuba Review, you seem to stay together like a family. And all of a sudden, you're back together again. It's like nothing ever changed. Tell us about the secret sauce to your band.
Yeah, kind of a dysfunctional family, maybe. But no, we've all stayed pretty good friends over the years. Lately, we've had one of those texts going on with all the guys throwing stuff in there, and we were always into politics. That's what a lot of the songs on the first album were about. We took political stances back then during the George Bush years, and
yeah.
And
the good old days.
Yeah. we can look back on the good times. But no, we all had a lot of strong feelings about things and thought we could all change the world. And we decided to form a band and get real political. Well, not real political, but yeah. But yeah.
Now that you're doing just the occasional show or the reunion shows every once in a while, the band has to get pretty excited to do that show.
Yeah, sometimes it goes a year, a little more before we play or get together, and there's some reason that comes up, and or maybe it's just someone says, hey, you haven't played in a long time. Why don't you get out there? And
is everybody in Madison?
Yeah, we are.
And, you know, I was going to ask, because you mentioned that you were more idealistic and political back in the George Bush days with this first album. How do you feel today? How has that aged well?
We all have our own ideas about things. We don't all go with the flow, if you will. And we still debate on end about issues. I mean, I've always been the, you know, legalized marijuana, but then I get outside into other issues too. But you know, we've all got something we bring to the table. And
are you still writing?
A little bit. John Schneider was in here a couple of weeks ago, I think, and he's really on fire right now. He's got something burning under him, and he's generating a lot of music, and I think it's pretty exciting. It's not quite it's a little more Americana type stuff that he's doing. It's not quite a Baghdad Scuba Review, but you know,
Ellison Bay, right? That's what it was called.
Yeah, that's what he's calling
music
it.
That he wrote on his niece, who had passed away from cancer.
Yeah, that
it was
inspired
her wish that he make a new album.
Yeah, Yeah, and he's following through. Yeah, he's working with, I think, a Nashville producer and all kinds of big stuff.
Wow.
But some of that will overlap into Baghdad Scuba, and some of it will just stay with John. But
now, the show coming up, is this a party for your fans as well?
Oh, you
and,
know it.
You know, it's, you know you guys it. Get together, and you're a family, but what about the extended family, the fans?
Party for the people.
No, I can't tell you how exciting it is. You know, I'm definitely looking forward to this, to see old faces again and maybe some new ones. But to see, you know, we do a lot of original music, and to see the people singing along with the songs, that's pretty flattering that they not only remember the songs, but they can sing along with them. But
remember the lyrics?
Yeah.
Remember the songs? I mean.
Yeah, we have to sometimes relearn them. Yeah. And, you know, it's been a while. And
do a practice.
We played that.
You guys have teleprompters yet on the MacBooks?
No, not yet.
December 13th at the Atwood on Atwood Avenue in Madison. What can people expect for a Baghdad Scuba Review reunion?
Well, we're not pulling out any stops. There's going to be old songs, a lot of covers, you know, some
any brand new stuff?
There will be some brand new ones. There's a few songs that never made our albums that we've kind of dusted off and
nice,
and we're bringing back. And then we are going to be playing a couple of John's brand new ones as well. So,
awesome.
You know, you don't know what to expect. So it's going to be a full night of music. It's just Baghdad Scuba Review. And then the funny thing, it's at the Atwood, which I like to call it, you know, it'll always be Mr. Roberts to me.
Right.
You know, and we've all got a long history down there. I used to book bands down there.
Is the stage still in the same place?
The stage is in back now, it's a little more of a real stage.
Yeah.
But yeah, we started playing there back when the stage was up front and we were doing the Barrymore after shows and Bob Hansen was around and...
Yeah.
But it'll be a great reunion, especially based on the venue.
Absolutely. It's called the Atwood now. It's on Atwood Avenue right next to
They've remodeled
right
it. It's a
street.
Little nicer than it used to be. Yep. So
right across from Monty's Blue Plate Diner
right.
On Atwood Avenue. Tickets or advance tickets, or you just pay at the door?
Just pay at the door.
Bring some cash. Tip your bartender. It'll be good. Any new music that you're going to record and release?
Well, like I said, we've got a few that haven't made it on albums yet, and we did do some recording a little bit on a new song. We'll definitely be playing that, but nothing on recordings. You know, all I can say is maybe next year after John's solo album is finished and Baghdad Scuba will get back into the studio proper, but we certainly got material for it.
Yeah, let's get a GoFundMe going, because this stuff is expensive. Hey, man, thanks for coming in tonight. It's great to see you again. Sorry for destroying your name.
Oh, no, Jimmy.
Reed Ash. I got it.
No, it makes for good humor.
Hey, we're going to play Too Bad. Remember this song?
Oh, yeah.
From 2007? What comes to mind when you hear that song title?
Well, yeah, this was the one of the few that we wrote as a band. We had kind of a lock-in where we all, you know, took a bunch of mushrooms and hung out all night and wrote music. But this was one song that actually came out of it, and it's kind of a bleak look at first, but it's got a positive end to it.
Enjoy your trip, folks. Baghdad Scuba Review on Max Inc. Radio.